straight up and down, but they kind of go like this, you know, flared over each other.
That's got me. I don't really know. I guess I never know.
Yeah, would you call them weather boards?
Probably so. So that's about the only thing I know. I mean, if it's anything else, I really don't know.
Yeah, well, you might not even use that.
No, I don't think I've never been home, you know, one word like that. So that's why maybe I don't know what they call it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is where I want you to see. Verbs, you say them different when they're in the past or in the present, mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you different sentences for the same word in different times. Okay, now if you went out and got into a car today, you would say, I am
going
to what? If you're going to go away in the car, it's just a real simple word. Just what comes to mind.
I'm going to town or something like that.
What do you do to the car?
Oh, I'm going to shut the door off. I'm going to drive.
Right. Okay. Oh. Now, if you did it yesterday, what would you have done if you'd done the same thing? Yeah, how would you say that?
I drove the car yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. So, you sometimes, if you could, you know, every day I take my car and
drive it.
Yeah. Okay. We may have covered this, but I don't know. On the top of the house, you have the very top of the roof. Yeah. Okay. And here's a place where it might be hard for me to explain what I want. You have little things along the roof, the edge of the roof that carry the water off. And what do you call that?
Well, I believe they would call those, I don't know if they would call them gutters or what would they call it, I guess.
Some people do. Do you have any other names for them?
Well, I'm sure they have some other name, but that's just about all I
Well, it's just the names you know that we're interested in. Would your parents have used different names, or if it were a different kind of house, had there been different names?
I never heard them use any other name other than something like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. Sometimes you have a roof. Join as they slope down and join together.
Mm-hmm.
And where they join, do you have a name for that?
No, I don't
know. Yeah, and sometimes you have a shed that has a roof that's like the house, and they meet together. Do you have a name for that?
No, I guess because I never lived in a house like that.
Yeah,
that's what kind of comes back on some things because I never lived in one like that.
Okay. Well, if you had a little building where you could maybe keep woods or tools in it, what would you call that?
Well, now my mom and them would say they would call it that would be shed room. They would call that something like a shed room. But now I would say, or maybe my children would say, that would be maybe a storage house, utility, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they would use this long time ago. They used to say the shed room, and you might be interested in knowing about a long time ago when they used to kill hogs. They used to, when they killed the meat, because a long time ago they didn't have cold storage where they, you know, would take the meat and let it cure. They would cure it at home. Then they had this little house called a smokehouse.
Yeah.
And that's where they used to cure their meat. And they used to would even make the sausages and stuff them in little bags that they used to get their flour in. And they would, put them in something like that, cure things like out like that.
Uh-huh.
So they would have what they call a smokehouse. They used to put their meat in.
Uh-huh.
And that was interesting because, I mean, you don't hardly see things like that anymore.
Yeah, you sure don't. Okay, now if you had an outdoor toilet, what would you call that?
Well, they always called the outdoor closet, they would say closet. That's what they used to say, closet. They never did say toilet.
Yeah.
They either said closet or outdoor.